No one does a documentary better than HBO, and Jason Hare is the director of the Andre the Giant documentary coming out Tuesday, April the 10th. And really, you don't know a lot about the guy except for, not Jason, Andre, except for what he drank or how big he was
how
and so on and
drank.
So forth.
He was big.
Jason, thanks for coming on. We
appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, there's a bit of a buzz about this Andre the Giant. Torx saw, snippets the other day,
yeah.
Texted me all day long. How long did it take you? How long was the process? And did they have to, did you have an interest in Andre, or did you have to be persuaded to do this?
It took us about a year to produce the thing from start to finish, maybe a little bit more than that with the research. And initially, no, I didn't have an interest in this. I was a casual fan at best as a kid, child of the 80s, so I knew who Andre was, but I wasn't a fanatic. And actually, I think that actually was a benefit to us because I could come at it from an objective standpoint rather than, you know, having thought that I know everything coming in.
Now, he was born in France, but just to catch our listeners up, what measurement, how tall exactly, and what did he weigh?
Build anywhere from 7 feet to 7'4", and anywhere from 380 pounds to 520 pounds. The reality is that there are no records of his height, his actual height and weight. The very few times that he did see a doctor, most of those records, certainly the ones with any numeric equations, have been destroyed.
Yeah. And he did suffer from gigantism, which of course is... You
oh, it wasn't official?
Yes, it was official. That's what, apparently, that's correct, Jason?
Yes, correct. Acromegaly is the medical term for it, and he was diagnosed with that by a doctor in Boston in the early 80s.
Now, how much of this documentary is about Andre's, his real life, or how much was about the kind of the spectacle that he represented?
As much as possible about Andre Roussimoff, the man. I was more interested in telling the story of what it's like to go through the world as a guy who's not made for everything that the world is made of. We obviously had to scratch a nostalgic itch for some of the wrestling fans out there, and I think that we did a good job, I hope, of showing all the clips that fans would want to see and bring them back to their childhood and make them feel good in that way. But I was much more interested in the human interest story of what it's like to be a guy who's gawked at, stared at, and made a spectacle of his whole life.
And for somebody like me, that's exactly what I want, since I'm not a WWE fan.
You're preaching to the choir. I had a great time working with those guys, but as they knew when I went in, I told them up front that, you know, I'm not a guy who's an expert with this stuff, but I am someone who's really interested in the telling the stories of an icon, a mythological character, and trying to demythologize him and make him into a human being.
Jason Hare's with us in the documentary Andre the Giant on HBO Tuesday the 10th at 10 p.m. with Andre. And, you know, it's really weird with wrestlers. A lot of them are poor money managers. I know you interview Ric Flair. I think that's an example, one of a guy who doesn't take care of his money. Was Andre being that spectacle, was he a rich guy? Was he well off? Because not as a lot is known about that.
He lived a very comfortable life. The only person who really knows how much he was paid through the years is Vince McMahon, and he was pretty close to the vest with any divulging of those exact numbers. We do say in the end of the movie where Andre's money ended up, and we do give you a pretty good sense of what a celebrity he was, especially in the 70s and early 80s. He was listed in the 70s as being the highest paid athlete on the planet, but at that point it was only $400,000 a year because we hadn't seen salaries blow up the way they are today, because that would be a pittance today. That's probably the league minimum in the NBA, NFL, et cetera.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys now, the mainstream wrestlers, are making far more than that. But he was compensated far more than his colleagues and far more than his contemporaries, but still it would be a fraction of what today's wrestlers would make.
Hey, Jason, did Andre the Giant father any children? I mean, at the risk of coming across as a bit crass here, but I bet there was a segment, a percentage of women that were fascinated with, dare I say, his size.
Would like to climb up on that.
Did he have groupies like one would imagine, or was he so big that he was kind of, alone?
We acknowledge that fascination that you alluded to in the doc, and there's several people who attest to the reality that women were drawn to him like a magnet.
Yeah,
what, Hogan says, and we allude to some of the size questions without, you know.
Well, thank you. I don't have to ask.
When he passed, it had its own coffin.
He did father a child, though. Her name is Robin, and she is in the documentary. This is the first time she's been interviewed.
Oh, wow.
first time she sat down for a long interview like this. So we did track her down. As I said, we're trying to tell the comprehensive story of a human being and not just perpetuate a myth.
Now, Jason, with Andre, you get so many rumors that he drank 4 kegs of beer or he did this or that. How much? Give us some ridiculous rumors that you had to look up during the course of putting this documentary together that turned out to be false.
Well, what we did was we only took first person accounts from people. So if you sat down and said, you know, I heard he drank 156 beers in one sitting. Well, were you there? If not, it wasn't going to make it in. But some of the things that were true were more shocking than some of the things that weren't. Like, for instance, Ric Flair says that Andre drank 106 beers in front of him in one sitting.
Wow.
Terry Todd, who's a writer for Sports Illustrated back in the day and wrote a great piece about Andre in the early 80s, said that he consumed, over the course of a month, 7,000 calories of alcohol per day. Mean Gene Okerlund says that they used to leave a case of wine at Andre's door every morning, a case of wine, and he would make his way through that. Rob Reiner said that on the set of The Princess Bride, Andre once drank 20 bottles of wine in one day. Those are all first-person accounts that we included in this, and it's tough to confirm or debunk rumors that you hear because these things have been in the ether for so long. We decided that we'll only take first-person accounts in the doc, so everything you hear is straight from the horse's mouth.
That is fascinating. Was his goal post-wrestling and, you know, Princess Bride, did he want to be an actor full-time? Was that his desire, his goal?
He enjoyed Princess Bride, and according to those close to him, that's the thing that he was the most proud of in his entire career. He watched it to no end on the buses and at his house. But the reality is that the effects of his disease were setting in shortly after The Princess Bride and certainly after WrestleMania 3 in 87. He only lived 6 years beyond that, and he was in immense pain for the final few years of his life. He refused medical help. He could have received medical help, not to reverse the condition and shrink back to the size of a normal person, but at least to curtail the effects, because he never stopped growing, and he could have stopped that, but he didn't want to jeopardize his wrestling career, so he refused the help.
Did he have a temper? Did he have any enemies? Because I would, if a guy of that stature gets pissed off at me, you know, you got to worry. Did he have any enemy? Was he always nice, or was he kind of a dink sometimes?
No, just like any of us, he was kind of a dick sometimes.
Yeah,
and he certainly had guys in and out of wrestling that he didn't like. But we go into a fair amount of detail about the guys in wrestling, some big names. That all of your listeners would recognize that he did not like. We say why he didn't like them, and then we show visibly with video what he did to them in the ring. Wrestling is not always fake, and it's fairly obvious after that scene.
Well, how long is the documentary?
84 minutes.
Oh, not
perfect.
I bet you could have probably did. Was that a time constraint thing from HBO? Because I would assume you could probably do 2.5 hours, right?
Oh, we could have gone. We could have gone triple that if we wanted to. There's more than enough material about this guy, but we had to keep it tight because of HBO, but anything longer than an hour and a half. You know, today's audiences, especially, they don't have the attention span or the time. So I think 84 minutes, all of us were comfortable with squeezing it down to that.
And Jason, I'm a Michigan guy, and I know you did the Fab 5 30 for 30, and also you did a Bublé thing. What's Michael Bublé like on a personal level? As good as he seems? Cool?
Fantastic. I was expecting more of, like, you know, kind of a douchey hipster guy, and he was the opposite of that. I mean, Michael was a joy to work with. It was something that I did not expect to be working on, but I had heard his manager called and said that he saw a show that I did at HBO called 24/7, and he was a real fan of that, and he wanted the same kind of production value in a concert film that he did. So that was unexpected. And, the Fab Five was a joy to do because I grew up watching those guys, so that was kind of an indelible team in my youth.
Well, and Weber didn't want to have anything to do with it, huh?
No, he and Jalen have, you know, their relationship is pretty fraught going back to when they were 12 years old. So he was kind of a Mexican standoff between Weber and ESPN. Both of them thought the other one would cave, and ESPN didn't, and Chris did, and he's not in the dock.
Well, hey, man, you've got a great career here. Congratulations on all your success. Best with this Andre the Giant documentary. And in the future, man, we'd love to have you back anytime.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.